Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. The college football frickin' playoff begins tonight. But before we dive into that, just remember, I see this at least once a year on social media, so I got to share it. Girls can love Ryan Gosling all they want. But Jake, don't you ever forget that he was an absolute liability at cornerback in Remember the Titans.
That's right.
I see it like once a year, every year for the past 10 years. And it's true. All right, shout out to Matt Rhule for this. Matt Rhule will be paying out of his pocket for seniors from the 2023 Nebraska football team to go and attend the Pinstripe Bowl. And I'll tell you right now, as someone who was taking my family there, New York is freaking expensive. So kudos to Matt Rhule on multiple levels. I do think that that is pretty cool. As always, you can check out Carriker Chronicles at CarrickerChronicles.com, 93.7 The Ticket at theticketfm.com, also on YouTube, Carriker Chronicles, YouTube, social media, every freaking where you get your podcast platforms for The Ticket. All right, Jake, give me the college football playoff games. Why don't we start with Indiana and the Who's Your Daddies and what the spread is there?
Yeah, playing in South Bend at Notre Dame. Notre Dame favored by 6.5.
This is like one of the more unpredictable games because neither team has played that tough of a schedule. This is an Indiana team that has rolled 11 of their opponents. Ohio State's pretty good. Lost by 23. They gained -8 yards in the second quarter of that game versus Ohio State. Did not score in the second half. It's tough. Because the rest of the year, they looked really good. Ohio State's got an elite roster. I think they have the best roster, which is a combination of talent and experience, in America. We'll see how Ohio State ends up, what they end up doing here. Notre Dame, this is a team that is physical. They can stop the run. They can run the ball. I don't know, that Northern Illinois game. If they beat Indiana, I won't bring it up again. If they lose to Indiana, I won't shut up the entire offseason about losing to, with all due respect, to basketball school, which I know Nebraska did too, but also Northern Illinois on their home field. And here's the thing that sticks out to me about that game. They didn't just lose that game. They got outgained, outrushed, outplayed on their home field by a middling MAC team. Now, you look at this game specifically, because Notre Dame's looked really good in every other game the rest of the year. They really have. They've looked really, really good. Now, they haven't been uber tested. Army, Navy, USC, and A&M. I believe A&M ended up 8-4, something like that. So they haven't been uber tested beyond that. So it's hard to know about Indiana. It's hard to know about Notre Dame. This is a game that features the number 3 rushing offense in the country in Notre Dame versus the number 2 rushing defense. All right, you've got the number 1 passer, rated passer in the Big Ten Conference in Curtis Rourke, who's also from Canada. So the cold weather probably won't affect him as much tonight there in South Bend versus the number 3 pass defense in the country in Notre Dame. I wasn't really sure who to pick. And then I ran across this stat. The Fighting Irish excel in controlling the middle eight, the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. This stat is so staggering. At home, Notre Dame has outscored opponents 52-8 in this critical stretch. 52-0 in this critical stretch, leveraging their disciplined play to swing momentum. In contrast, Indiana has struggled on the road during this exact same span, posting a negative 5-point margin. 52-0 to minus 5-point margin. I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Let me be clear. I'm going to go with Notre Dame, and it may even be closer than 6.5. This is a tough one to predict. It's going to be cold. This game has the best chance for snow of the entire weekend. It's between 30 to 50%. And I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Who you taking, Jake?
Yeah, I like Notre Dame too. Like you said, relatively untested for both of them. So it'll be interesting to see what they've got. But I think Notre Dame's ready for this.
All right. Who do we got next?
Then we have number 11, SMU, or 11 seed anyway. SMU at the 6 seed, Penn State in Happy Valley. Penn State favored by 8.5.
All right. You may have heard this stat throughout the week, but SMU's average temperature for their games is 72 degrees on the season. It's supposed to be about 20 for this game on Saturday, and even though it's at noon, it's still supposed to be about 20 degrees. SMU, they have not won the turnover battle in one of their games for the last seven games. For seven straight games, they've lost the turnover battle. I mentioned this earlier. They beat Duke earlier this year, which is a decent team. They were minus 6 in that game when it came to the turnover margin. They're not going to beat Penn State doing things like that. All right, they're also 131st in the country when it comes to penalties. You're not going to go into Happy Valley. You're not going to lose the turnover battle. You're not going to commit all these penalties. And they, if you watch Clemson owned the trenches, especially in the first half of that game versus SMU. So Penn State's going to have the advantage. You're not going to go into Happy Valley, and you're not going to win unless you win the turnover margin, the penalty battle at least. I'm taking Penn State. Now, if Drew Aller gets knocked out, everything changes because they don't have a backup quarterback. Assuming he stays in the game, I'm taking Penn State, and I'm somewhat concerned. What is the spread on this?
8.5 Penn State.
Oof. I am taking Penn State, and I'm taking them to cover. All right, what do we got next?
Then we have the 12 seed Clemson at the 5 seed Texas. Texas favored by 12.
So just a brief update. Indiana at Notre Dame. Temperatures are supposed to be in the 20s. Snow showers. SMU at Penn State in the low 20s. Clemson at Texas, a raucous 60 degrees. And Tennessee at Ohio State, which may not be as much of an advantage for Buckeye fans as they would think. And I'll get into that in a minute. Supposed to be low 20s. All right, what was the game you brought up? I apologize.
Clemson at Texas. Texas favored by 12.
I have seen three different college football experts predict Clemson to win this game. I don't understand. I think it's Texas hasn't beaten a ranked team this year. You've got Clemson, Dabo Sweeney, who not only has two national titles in the past decade, but he beat Nick Saban to do it. I think this is a mirage game. I think this is how good is Texas? Well, the two games they lost were both to number two Georgia. Okay. So keep that in mind. To ranked teams. All right. Which is why they haven't beaten a ranked team, because those are the two ranked teams they play. A&M was not ranked when they played them, to be clear, even though they dominated A&M. It doesn't help that in their last seven consecutive games, Texas has scored 20 points or less for seven straight games. So I do not think this will be a blowout. Clemson.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Should not be in this playoff. They are not that good. They've lost a third of their games, and they don't even play in the actual Power 2 conferences, with all due respect to the conference that used to be good at basketball, known as the ACC. Clemson, the number 16-ranked team in the country, is the number 12 seed. They're even ranked behind the team they beat in the ACC championship game. Seated behind the team they beat in the ACC championship game. SMU, who's 11, Clemson is 12. Now, there is a scenario where if Clemson's offense continues to struggle, I absolutely could see Arch Manning come in. Quinn Ewers has not been very mobile at all, especially since he hurt his ankle. And I could see Arch Manning coming in, and I could see Quinn Ewers having a short leash. Even though he just declared for the NFL draft, he will not be back. He passed up multiple multi-million dollar NIL deals to go to the NFL, so I wish him the best after the playoffs over. Clemson needs big plays to win this game. If they're going to win, they need big plays. They are not going to walk into Austin and just outplay Texas. Now, roster-wise, Texas has a top three roster in America. Clemson, talent-wise, top 10. They're actually, coming into the season, they were rated fifth when it came to most talented rosters. It was Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas. Oregon was fifth. Clemson was sixth. By the way, Florida, despite all their losses, is actually their roster, is talent-wise, is actually, due to the composite rankings, is actually rated ahead of Florida State and Miami. And I know Florida State wasn't good, but also ahead of Miami. So keep that in mind, even though Miami rolled them in week one and then waved at all the Florida recruits and tried to get them to come down to Miami. For me, Clemson's only shot is big plays. The problem with that is Texas is number one in the country and not allowing big plays. Do I think this is going to be a blowout? What's the spread again, Jake?
Texas is favored by 12.
I don't even know if Texas is going to score enough points to cover that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I'm not going to take the points there. I don't know. I don't see how Clemson wins because I just don't think they're that good. SMU has played two ranked teams this year and they lost. Okay, Clemson, BYU. Clemson, they've struggled, not played strong teams. They looked good in the first half versus Georgia, then got rolled. They beat one ranked team this year. That was SMU. Other than that, they've lost a third of their games without facing that tough of a schedule. To me, the chance that Clemson has is they need big plays to happen. And if Texas's offense continues to struggle, they might have a chance. I just don't see it happening. I think Texas, and you know what? I will take them to cover the 12 points. All right, what's the last game we got there, Jake?
Final game in the horseshoe, number 9, Tennessee, or ranked number 9 anyway, in the 8 ranked Ohio State. Buckeyes favored by 7.5.
Yes, this is the most anticipated game of the weekend. The two highest rated teams facing each other, so to speak, not seeded but rated. And when you look at the actual rankings, the two biggest brands, I would argue, facing each other. Ohio State has the better roster. Ohio State should win. Here is the issue. Ohio State, how are they going to bounce back versus Michigan? They've shown in the past they'll bounce back versus after a Michigan loss. Okay, 2 years ago, they were one field goal away, one successful fake punt, which they actually converted but called back due to a debatable penalty from beating Georgia, and then they stomp a mud hole in TCU for the national title. When they lost to Michigan a few years ago, they went and they stomped a mud hole in Utah in the Rose Bowl, dropped nearly 50 points with five of their starters sitting out on offense, I might add, that day. They have shown after they get embarrassed by Michigan, they come back and they played well. They respond well. This could be a game where Ryan Day's job is on the line. It could be. And I know that's crazy to say. I don't know that I entirely argue with it. By the way, there's rumors, maybe Vrabel steps in as the coach there at Ohio State. He was an assistant in the past that apparently Urban Meyer didn't recognize him when he saw him in the league when he was coaching at Tennessee and Meyer was at Jackson. He's like, who are you? He's like, there's actually a picture of Vrabel standing right next to Urban Meyer on the Ohio State sidelines from back in the day. Urban Meyer potentially could go back to Ohio State. I'd be pretty shocked at that one. But this is a big one. And how does Ohio State respond to losing to Michigan? They're not going to beat Tennessee the way they tried to beat Michigan. They tried to bully Michigan. And instead of using the athletes they have on the edges, Jeremiah Smith, all right, Emeka Ebuka, all these guys that they have. They tried to out Michigan, and they lost. I don't think they're going to do that again. Tennessee, the number 8 rush defense in the country, the number 12 pressure team in the country. Here's where the weather could play a factor, because Tennessee up front's a lot like Michigan. I don't think Ohio State's just going to run the ball on them. Ohio State's missing their All-American left tackle, or their left tackle. They had to move their All-American left guard out to tackle. Their center, who's out for the season, won the Remington Award. And here's something that's interesting. So he transferred from Alabama, where he struggled to just get snaps off. If you remember that Rose Bowl game versus Michigan, that's him. He transfers from Alabama to Michigan. He then goes on to win the Remington Award. I'm sorry, he transferred from Alabama to Ohio State. My apologies. Don't mess that up. All right. Transfer from Alabama to Ohio State, wins the Remington Award, didn't even finish the whole season, didn't play in the last two or three games because he tore his Achilles. I was at the Outland Trophy semifinalist announcement ceremony. He was an Outland Trophy semifinalist. He's out as well. So the question is up front, how's Ohio State going to handle one of the best pressure rate teams in America? By the way, SMU is as well, okay, when it comes to facing Penn State. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to rely on throwing the ball, and that's where that weather. It's not like it's 80 degrees in Knoxville. It's not going to be that different for Tennessee, the weather, from what they're used to when they play in Columbus tomorrow night. It's the late game. It's the night game. I don't think the weather is going to help Ohio State as much as they'd like to think, because they're going to have to throw the ball to win. Tennessee stops the run. They play great defense, and they run the ball well. That's how you beat a team that's got more talent than you. It's exactly what Michigan did. Tennessee is Michigan, but more athletic. Now, their secondary is suspect. They've been suspect all year. They played one team all year that was a decent throwing team. That was Georgia. Carson Beck lit them up for like 350. So I think Ohio State's going to win, but it's going to fall on the shoulders of Will Howard. It's going to fall on the shoulders of getting the ball to their athletes in space. How much does the cold weather affect that throwing game? Because Tennessee's got the number one rush offense in the SEC. They're going to want to run. They're going to want to stop the run. Can Ohio State take advantage of their athletes? That is the question. Can they execute throwing the ball? Can they take care of the ball? And if things don't go well early, do the fans turn on them? And how do they respond? This is the most intriguing matchup of the weekend to me because of everything I just outlined. I'm going to take Ohio State. I will say this. The thing about Tennessee that makes me nervous, they've been shut out. It was either two or three times this year in the first half. Didn't score a single point. I don't trust their offense enough. I think Ohio State gets it done, but I don't think they cover the spread. So I'm going to take Ohio State, but Tennessee to cover. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenal weekend. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save.